Boys and girls, last time we looked together at our way through the alphabet, I was encouraging you to be a missionary, because we can all be missionaries wherever God has placed us. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, if you've got a Bible today, I want you to find for me a verse found in Job 23 and verse 10. Now, find it for me and somebody stand up and read it out. Job 23 and verse 10. Somebody standing up at the back, but he's just moving the chair. I thought it was him. Job 23, verse 10. Come on. Oh, here we are. Go on ahead. Thank you very much indeed. And the letter today is the letter H. And I want to leave with you just a little phrase, and it says this: He knows the way that I take. You know, boys and girls, sometimes we forget, that is, we who are grown-ups, sometimes we forget that the boys and girls can hurt and get discouraged. That young people can hurt and they can get discouraged. And as I've been listening to the news over these past few weeks especially, and so much about young people and all the things sadly that have been happening around us, I was thinking about this verse. It's been on my heart now for a few weeks, and I believe, boys and girls, it has got something to say to all of us today, but even to the boys and girls as well. He knows the way that I take. When you and I come to the book of Job, we're thinking about a real person. He was a man who suffered greatly, but neither he nor the friends who came to console him knew what God was doing in Job's life. That's why they all struggled to explain why Job was struggling. And even at times, Job himself couldn't understand what God was doing in his life. You think about this man for a moment. Here he is and everything's going well. He's a very rich man, prosperous in so many ways, a man who's right with God, and all of a sudden everything just seems to collapse in and around him. He loses his family, he loses his livestock, he loses his servants, all that he had, including his health, in a very short space of time. And yet he was able to say, despite all of that, he knows the way that I take. You see, boys and girls, it's not just grown-ups who don't understand some of the things that happen in life. Boys and girls sometimes find hard to understand too. And young teenagers find hard to understand some of the things that happen in their lives too. And the thing is that they love God, and they're Christians, and they seek to live for God at school, and they seek to witness to their friends at school, and they go through all the things that other Christians go through, but sometimes they just don't understand why some things go wrong in their lives and some things happen the way that they do. Why was I not able to get to that particular school when I worked so hard to get my results? Why, Mum, was the door closed for me when I really, really wanted to do it? Why did I not get that job when I set my heart on getting it? Why is it that my family are going through this particular situation just now? Why not somebody else's? Why is it that the Lord took home my mum or my dad or someone very close to me, maybe a grandfather, a grandmother, when they were so good and we needed them so much? You see, sometimes these are questions Oh, mums and dads shrug it off and they get on with life, but sometimes our children, our grandchildren, our young people are wondering why. Well, boys and girls and young people today, I just want to remind you of this fact, that however you feel and whatever you're facing just now, in your home, at school, or anywhere else, that He knows the way that you take. And you must learn early in life to trust God in everything. You must learn early in life to leave every single thing in His hands. You must be prepared to accept things that you and I don't understand and seek the help of God and the grace of God to live with them, especially when they don't change. Pastor, what are you saying to me today? I'm saying this, that away behind the scenes somewhere, God is working things out for your good and for mine. And He's working these things out for His glory. And there are some things that you and I just can't understand now. It's like Jesus said to His disciples on one occasion, "The things I do now, you know not. But you shall know hereafter." Boys and girls, grown-ups today, there's so many hurting, sad, lonely, discouraged and depressed. Just remember today through this simple letter, He knows the way that I take. And if God knows all about it, then you and I can leave everything with Him.